Martin and his Transco All-American. The boys are again flying high. After sailing out of Mexico and heading north, they finally drop down into the state of Oregon. We discover them in the ballroom of the Columbia Hotel in the city of Portland.
Gee, it's good to be in a He-Man state. I like Oregon.
Isn't this the state where they have the famous Pendleton Roundup?
Yes, and incidentally, this is the first northwestern state we've played. You'll have an opportunity of getting acquainted with the Columbia River salmon, and as we take the famous scenic trip up the Columbia River Highway, we'll get acquainted with the Hood River apples and the Oregon pine, Mount Hood, and other famous features of this state. And the state of Oregon is historically significant and important because of its...
Wait a minute, Archibald.
What's the matter now? Just as I get started telling you some interesting facts about this noble state, you interrupt me.
That's certainly too bad. So let's play Ain't That the Way It Goes.
I'd be able to play a lot about Oregon, but I can talk about it. Way back in 1834, the first band of settlers went over your Oregon Trail, and I can tell you it wasn't a bed of roses in those days. In 1859, Oregon became a state and joined the Union.
Now, every state has a nickname. What do they call this one?
Bet you can't answer that, Archibald.
Oh, yes, I can. I know the nicknames of all the states. Oregon is known as the Beaver State, and Oregonians are often called web feet. Yes, sir, the Beaver State. Got you there.
What causes that, Archibald?
Oh, don't ask him that. He'll talk forever.
Oh, I could talk for a week about Oregon. But one of the things I like best is their slogan, "For you a rose in Portland grows."
Well, let's give the city of Portland our interpretation of many happy returns of the day.
Thank you.
You don't know about Oregon is that it contains the bluest lake in the world.
The bluest? Now, what's the name of it?
It's the famous Crater Lake in the southwestern part of the state, high up in the mighty Cascade Mountains. The whole lake is inside of an extinct volcano. If a few songwriters were to visit it, they might forget the beautiful Blue Danube and write about the bluest body of water in the whole world, Crater Lake.
Well, Archibald is sold on the blues. How would Crater Lake I Love You sound?
Ah, rotten. You can't write love songs about volcanoes, even if they are dead. No, let's give them I'm Through With Love.
Thank you. have given you my true love, but you love a new love. What am I supposed to do now with you now you're through? You'll be on your merry way, and there's only this to say. I'm through with love, I'll never fall again. Said adieu to love, don't ever call again. For I must have you or no one. And so I'm through with love. I've locked my heart, I'll keep my feelings there. I have stopped my heart with icy frigid air, and I mean to care for no one, because I'm through with love.